Before you do that, ushers, would you get ready to receive the offering? Come up here. 20, almost 22 years we've been here together. For those of you who are visiting, you're seeing a legacy of transformation. Some have come and some have gone. We're like Gideon now. Gideon did great things. Many have left here, come, received healing, received deliverance, and have gone to other places, hopefully are giving from what they received here. It's okay to go a lot of times, by the way. And you know how many times you can go? You can go every Sunday morning to Cleansing Stream. Right here on this platform at the end of the service. I just want you to know it's good at times to go away to a retreat or to a high mountain. Jesus did it, and so did his disciples. And it's good to leave the baggage there. But you do have to come back down in the valley, and this is our valley. And you'll come back to every day, and you'll come back to everyday service, and moms and dads will come back to kids screaming and like, oh, I was in such a high, what is going on? This is reality. That was not reality. Well, no, that is reality. But translating it into this reality is one of perseverance. And that's what God's not going to judge you for the high that you had at Cleansing Stream. First of all, he was there to give you that blessed thing, that blessed release. But where the rubber meets the road is how you walk day by day from this moment forward to those of you who were there. You're going to wake up tomorrow morning and it's just going to be a regular Monday. And you're going to have to go to work. You're going to have to feed the kids. And your worship and your gratefulness to the Lord for what he did for you, never forget. Don't ever forget. Because unfortunately, that's what the Israelites did, and that's what we have a tendency to all do. Is we come on Sunday morning, and by Wednesday, we need another service because we've forgotten how much God loves us and how much he's there for you in your worship on Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, Friday morning. Don't let it just be a Cleansing Stream retreat weekend or a Sunday morning experience. Mark today, for those of you who were up here testifying, and for those of you who are listening saying, you know what, I want to live a different life, and I don't want to be the same. So as Pastor leads us in communion, mark this day in the receiving of the elements as a transformation day for you. Never go back to those of you who made some forward progress. And for those of you who need to make some progress, say, I declare today, Lord, through the receiving of the bread and the communion, that it will be a new day for me. I didn't get to go to that retreat, but I'm going to have a retreat here every weekend. Because guess what? The same authority that was there is here. The same love that was there is here. And by the way, the same love that's here is there tomorrow morning when you're all alone in your room or your house. He's everywhere. You just got to ask him to be a part of your everywhere. Pastor Kathy, thank you. And the discipleship teams, Ray and Lisa, for all that you have done in these years. Together, we are building a band, a troop, a team, an army to take downtown.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Will you pray over the offering?
Yes. Go ahead.
I just want to pray this scripture, please. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal of the prize for the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Lord, bless this offering for our cleansing stream and our tithes and offerings. Bless every household in the authority of Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's have those who are going to serve communion come on up. And I'm kind of really happy about the way the morning has gone. I'm sure you wouldn't want to hear this voice very long. So, but Jesus had gathered his disciples in Caesarea Philippi on a hillside. Everybody take just a cracker and hold it for a second. And he said, who do the people say the Son of Man is? And the guys, seemed Jesus was concerned about his reputation or something. And they said, well, some say you're John the Baptist. That's kind of odd because John the Baptist was still around, you know. And some say Jeremiah, some say Elijah. And they were thinking, religious people, and, you know, people's opinion about Jesus will never get you where you need to go. You can't build your faith on grandma's relationship with God. People all over the world, all around you have ideas who Jesus is. Jesus turned and said, who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? We've been hearing testimonies this morning where Jesus is doing stuff. To the demoniac, Jesus is a deliverer. To the blind man, Jesus is a healer. To the lady that wept at his feet, Jesus is a forgiver. We all receive the gifts that Jesus gives and the experiences that he gives us. But Peter looked up and he said, well, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Wow. And in that moment, Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who's in heaven. Everybody needs an encounter and a revelation given from God. The reason that's so is because God doesn't have any grandchildren. You got to know him on your own. You have to encounter him and experience him on your own. Right? And then he says, and upon this rock, the revelation of who Jesus is, I'm going to build my church. You can't build a foundation on opinions. You can build it on a revelation of a reality of who God is. He's the Savior of the world. There's a whole lot more to be said here, but I want to go ahead and say, first of all, one of the I am's that John said, he says, I'm the bread of life. There was a little encounter with the Pharisees. Jesus and him, they had a little confrontation. And he said, before Abraham, he could have said this, before Abraham was, I was. But he said, before Abraham was, I am. And that flipped him because he made a declaration, the same words that God said to Moses, I am that I am. And suddenly they were aware, okay, this is really messing with us. And Jesus starts with at least seven other I am's in the Gospel of John. And one of them is, I am the bread of life. There's nourishing satisfaction in knowing who I am in your life. Let's lift this before the Lord. If you're grateful to the Lord. Now look, if you don't know him right now, you can say, I am choosing to receive you right now. That's what this is about. Coming to his table, it's not my table, it's his table. Jesus invites everybody to his table. And if you want to know him right now, I just suggest to you, let's just pray this with me. Say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I confess that you're Lord with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you're the Lord God, that you're the forgiver of sins, that you're the healer of hearts, and that you give eternal life. And in Jesus' name, I receive eternal life through my confession of faith in you right now. Now, on the basis of that, you can say, I receive this bread And it's a life-giving moment. Let's go ahead and partake together. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.